بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, it is a strange day, it's a strange time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all, and that's the first thing that I need to seek forgiveness for myself and for all of us. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت وأبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر لنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا عزيز الحكيم، أنت ولينا في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، توفنا مسلما وألحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. My brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله has shown us sometimes so that we appreciate what we had, and which inshallah we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to give it back to us as quickly as, I don't want to say as quickly as he can, because he can do it instantly and we ask Allah for it instantly, inshallah. And that is the Salah of Jumu'ah. Allah knows best in how many years today I have not gone for Salatul Jumu'ah, because the masjid is closed, alhamdulillah. And I'm saying alhamdulillah not because it is closed, but because the people in charge of the masajid have the sense of responsibility to shut the masajid, and they are not thrashing around in an emotional soup and keeping masajid open and thereby exposing people to infection by this vile virus. It's not a matter of faith to do things which are illogical and which go against the knowledge of science that we have. This is not Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave human beings knowledge. And Allah gave us two kinds of knowledge. He gave us the knowledge of the wahi through His Anbiya alayhi salam. And this knowledge relates to our relationship with Him Jalla Jalaluhu and the laws of living in this world. So that which means relating to the people, relating to the people, relating to creatures. So, huquq Allah and huquq al-ibad is the knowledge of the wahi. Whatever else is mentioned in the Quran in terms of science and so on and so forth is to support this knowledge of the wahi. It is to answer this question. If somebody says, why must I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The mention of science and technology in the Quran, not technology but science in the Quran, is to support this and to answer this question. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, because He is the one who created isostasy for mountains, because He created the mountains as pegs, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid out this earth for us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives the earth after it dies, because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates us and created us in darkness after darkness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us through a process where we go from one stage to another stage, until we are complete as in terms of our creation, and so on and so forth. All of this, all the cosmology in the Quran, all the embryology in the Quran, and so on and so forth, is not for the sake of teaching us cosmology or embryology. It is for the sake of bringing the khashyat of Allah, the concern for the pleasure of Allah, taqwa. It is for the purpose of bringing taqwa into our hearts. Allah gave a second branch of knowledge, and this branch of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not keep it exclusive to the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this to anyone who would make an effort to acquire it, and that is the knowledge of this world. All the knowledge that comes in this world in every other means, except the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of the ghaib, the knowledge of the akhirah, the knowledge of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of dealing with the people. Except this, everything else which is there in the world in terms of science and technology and various many other things that we know are all related to the other branch of knowledge, which also is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we believe la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, we believe la ilaha illallah, there is no one who is worthy of worship except Allah, there is no one who has any khudrat except Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the is the badi'u samawati wal ard. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of all the treasures of this earth and of the universe in every form. And therefore, all knowledge comes from Allah. There is no second source of knowledge. There is no some other ghairullah source of knowledge. So therefore, we need to understand that. And that knowledge is the knowledge of science and so on and so forth. So when somebody is following the knowledge of science, he is also following knowledge which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The reason I'm saying that is because there is this huge confusion in the minds of many Muslims, may Allah forgive us, in many of the countries which are ruled by Muslims also. Many of them, alhamdulillah, have understood this and they have shut down the masajid. They have shut down all congregational prayers. The problem with this virus is that this virus spreads without showing any signs. A person can have it, and that person can be the source of infection for literally thousands of people before that person himself or herself starts showing signs of the infection. There's a famous story of the woman in Korea, one single woman who came to Korea from some other place, from China. She was the case zero, and she was the reason for 60% of the people who got this virus in Korea. All of those people who got the virus can be traced back to her. All those 60% of the people, whoever in that died, can be traced back to her. My brothers and sisters, it's not that the woman was a criminal. She was not. The poor thing, she didn't know that she had it. But because she didn't know she had it, she went around, she did her business, whatever she had to do. And as a result of that, all these people got infected. Now, my point is that if you keep your masjid open, even if you say, I'm allowing only 4 people to come in, I'm allowing only 10 people to come in, the problem is, and this is what we don't seem to understand, the problem is those 4 people, those 10 people, they have been around in the world, they have gone to different places, they are not sitting in quarantine in their homes. If they were sitting in quarantine in their home, they would not even come to the masjid. So they have gone around, they have gone to shops, they have gone wherever they have gone. So when they come into the masjid, there is absolutely zero guarantee that those people are not infected, that they are not contagious. There is absolutely no guarantee, which means that when those 10 people come into the masjid, even if one of them is contagious, that person is going to spread that contagion, is going to spread that infection on the banister rails, on the doorways of the, on the door handles of the masjid, on the carpet, in the air, because this virus is airborne. If he or she coughs, that is enough. It comes into the atmosphere. And alhamdulillah, because we have money, we have nicely central air conditioned and centrally heated masajid, that contagion now gets sucked up into your system and it spreads in the whole masjid. Please understand this. Sharing of ventilation is one of the major causes of this. Touching of contaminated surfaces is one of the major causes of this. My brothers and sisters, please understand this. Please shut down the masajid. Please shut down Tablighi Jamaat Ijtemas. Please shut down Tablighi Jamaat movements. Just this morning, I got information that one person had been, I'm not mentioning names and so on, I have all the names, but I'm not mentioning them because this goes all over the world. But one person went on a 40-day Jamaat, he came back home, he invited a whole bunch of people to his house, they all had dinner with him. Obviously, you know our culture, every single one of them would have shook hands with that person. Every single one of them would have hugged that person in congratulating him for his Chilla Jamaat. And then they all went home. And this person, 2 or 3 days later, tested positive for COVID-19. And then a couple of days later, his wife tested positive for COVID-19. Now, all of those people who came to meet him, every single one of them was exposed to that. Now, we do not know what's going to happen in the future. My brothers and sisters, please do not, please understand the seriousness of this thing. And please do not become the source for spreading this infection, the means of spreading this infection to other people. If you do that, believe me, you are going to be responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are going to be responsible for giving Islam and Muslims and Tablighi Jamaat and your masajid a bad name. Other people are going to say it is the infection is spreading because of these people. These are the people, the Muslims are the people who are spreading infection to everybody else in the world. That is a shameful thing, and if we don't change our ways, we will be called out on that and we will be responsible for that. Please shut down your masajid, shut down. There is no problem. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful deen. This entire earth is a place of worship for us. Let us pray by jama'ah in our own homes, not jummah. Prayed Salatul Zuhr. I just finished praying Salatul Zuhr with my family in my house in the US. And I am, as my point, my submission to you is, please do that. Play Salatul Jummah by Jama'ah inside your house. Pray all the other Salahs by Jama'ah inside your house. Sit down with your families. Talk to them. Talk to them about the importance of Islam. Talk to them about the importance of this deen. And ensure that we do this, and that we do not spread this infection, and we do not become the means of spreading this infection to other people. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna zadi taqwa, inna khayra zadi taqwa wa taquni ya ulil albab. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the best of provisions is taqwa and fear Allah. وَاتَّقُونِي have my taqwa, O ya ulil albab, you people of intelligence. I remind you and myself, let us be people of intelligence. Let us have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which means that we behave responsibly in this world. We behave responsibly in our lives. Those who have, please influence those who have authority to do what is the right thing to do, to behave responsibly. Let us have taqwa. My brothers and sisters, today, believe me, nothing can save us except the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This creature came into this world. I'm saying creature because it is a created thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just came into the world because of the amr of Allah, and it will go with the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the cure for it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach that cure to those who are making the effort. My brothers and sisters, please let us develop taqwa in our hearts. Let us use this opportunity and say, this is alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful opportunity for the Muslims to reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in one stroke, one little thing which is not even a living being, it's a string of RNA which is covered by a bit of fat, that has brought the entire world to its knees. All our wealth and military power and whatnot has become completely null and void, has become completely useless and worthless before this thing which is not even a living being. It's not even a bacteria. It's not even a bacterium. It is something, it's a virus which is much, much, much smaller than that. Yet, this Allah has given this the power to do what it is doing. My brothers and sisters, therefore, the power rests in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we turn in our need. We turn completely broken in our spirit. We turn putting aside all our imaginary fantasies about having power and authority and knowledge and wealth and military and whatnot, and we face the reality that we are nothing and we have nothing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us in this time of need. We turn to Him. My brothers and sisters, pray and recite Quran in your homes. And today being a Jum'ah, especially send a lot of salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who sends salat and salam on me one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on that person 10 times. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's salam is coming on you 10 times, which virus can harm you, who can do anything to you? So please, but be very careful in another matter, because that's another thing which I've been getting messages saying that somebody is organizing this coordinated mahfil of durood, majlis of durood across the world at exactly so and so time, and everybody is going to recite this particular durood. And if you don't know any durood, just say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we'll do it all coordinatedly all over the world. Then somebody says, recite this surah so many times, that surah so many times. My brothers and sisters, please avoid all these formulae. Please avoid all these coordinated this and that. Somebody sent me a message about coordinated tahajjud. This is how shaitan plays games. Shaitan takes an amal, he takes a action which is commendable, which will get you hasanat, which will get you benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he introduces an element into that amal, into that action, which turns that action into an action which, if Allah does not forgive you and me, we can result in punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns an amal of fard or sunnah into an amal of bidah just by introducing an element into that. And that element is our wish and our desire. And what is my desire? My desire is everyone must say it at the same time. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the time zones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wanted, he could have had just one time zone. Allah did not have one time zone. Allah had many time zones. Don't play games with all that. Alhamdulillah, please read lots of durood. Please pray tahajjud. Please seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at this time, we need to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This thing which has come is a sign of the itab, of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek forgiveness so that Allah's punishment will be lifted. That is the thing to do, not create more ground for more punishment by following all these formulae, by this one and that one. Reject all formulae. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his dhikr, which includes salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as ghair mahdood, as something without boundaries, can be done at any time of the day or the night, day and the night, can be done as much as you want. There is no limit on it. There is no specific number to be done. Allah made his kalam for us to read any time of the day or the night, and Allah did not put a specific number on it. Allah did not say read this surah so many times, that surah so many times. Do not create boundaries into things which Allah has left open, and Allah is giving us reward in ways and in amounts that we cannot even conceptualize and imagine. So let's do that. Do your own individual ibadat. Pray Salah at home with your families. Make lots and lots of dua. Make tahajjud fard on yourself. Cry and weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you in ways that you cannot imagine. It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract him from his difficulties. Our difficulty today is this disease, which seems to be incurable, which seems to be catastrophic, and which is causing us so much of suffering. I spoke to another very dear friend of mine who told me that in the UK now they are starting to have, he says, 10% of the deaths due to COVID-19 are happening in the home. There are home deaths. There are people who could not even be taken to the hospital because there are no hospital beds, there are no ICUs, and therefore, especially the elderly people, their families are seeing them dying slowly and painfully in their own homes. Now, my brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, for those of you who it hasn't touched, like me, for example, I don't know any of my family members who got it. I thank Allah. And I ask you to thank Allah. Those of you, the disease hasn't touched, for you and me, these are only numbers. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for us, these are only numbers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce these numbers and take them to zero. And we pray for sabr, we pray for comfort, we pray for the people, for the families of who will lose and who have lost their beloved people. And we pray for Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah, for those who die, all of them die, inshallah, as shaheed. Those of us and those of you who will remain at home for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His pleasure, seeking His reward, inshallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa promised us in the beautiful hadith narrated by Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, which is in Musnad Imam Ahmad and in Bukhari Sharif, a sahih hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such a person who secludes himself in his house expecting the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person will get the reward of a shaheed even if he or she does not die. This is what is waiting for us, inshallah. So stay at home, stay clean, wash your hands, do not visit people, do not allow anyone to visit you, do not go to the masjid, do not pray Jum'ah, do not do anything congregational, do not go to the mall, do not go, I don't think malls are open, but even if they are open, don't go there, don't go to any place where there are crowds, just don't leave your house, there is no need unless there is an absolute emergency to go and get medicines or to go and get food, and just one person just go, get it, come back and ensure that you wash your hands very, 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 very carefully. Now, brothers and sisters, please do that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this time of need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in ways that we cannot imagine. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.